Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Surely you understand the dilemma here. If you're high on the Steelers, and there may be reasons to be that, there may be, then you must be high on Mike Tomlin again. You can't have one without the other. And I have been indulging in a little bit of Kool-Aid. I have. And then I come to my senses, and then I drink a little more. Limits the Ravens. Like I said, it's all relative, and unless Lamar Jackson gets hurt, it's impossible for me to pick the Steelers above the Ravens in their own division.
I agree with that. They're not as good as the Ravens on paper, off paper, roster-wise. Last 5 years, what has been accomplished. Now, the Steelers have done well against the Ravens head-to-head, and I know that that's an argument from a lot of people, but Joe, last year, what the Ravens did against the Steelers in those final two games, that starts to shift the pendulum a little bit.
It sure does. And there's nothing like a shifting pendulum, is there, Limits?
Significant. More than a seesaw.
Yes. Did you see what Jackson Dart's doing here, Limits?
Well, I did see that in his first throw of camp, just like Aaron Rodgers, he threw an interception that was pretty much tunneled right to the defender.
But things have changed. Jackson Dart might have just made Brian Daboll rethink everything, says the headline. The more training camp reps Jackson Dart stacks, the more impressive he looks, and the more impressive he looks, the more head coach Brian Daboll's firm stance on starting Russell Wilson over him starts to look questionable.
Sounds like they're drinking a ton of Kool-Aid in New York.
Dart's been solid all camp. He's finding his receivers, acing Daboll's scheme tests, and looking more comfortable in the pocket each passing day. It's been an encouraging run overall, and he put on an absolute show on Friday. How about that? How about that? Well, then again, that's more Kool-Aid drinking, sort of, isn't it? We all have to band together here and remember that nothing that happens, or very little, early in training camp is to be believed, and even in the preseason. We all have to band together and remember that just for our own sanity. Next.
All right, let's go to Tom. He's in Monroeville.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you today?
Never been better, and I value your inquiry.
Wonderful.
Okay, I love you guys, by the way, and I even love Pump.
Thank you.
But my dilemma with the Steelers is that I don't believe that the owner or Mike Tomlin really know what their identity is, much like the Pittsburgh Pirates. And here's my reason for saying this. Let's say that the Steelers have a phenomenal year with a 42-year-old quarterback. Where does that put them in the draft?
Right.
And let's say they have a lousy year with a 42-year-old quarterback. Why didn't they just use who they had in place instead of trying to do something that could put them out of reach for a franchise quarterback? I don't get it.
Well, they're unwilling, and in some ways it's admirable. I'll say that, Limits. In some ways it's admirable that the Steelers just refuse to intentionally take a step back. We've seen the Penguins even finally do it and finally acknowledge, in so many words, we're probably not chasing a championship this season. The Steelers simply refuse. And in a town with the Pirates, part of me admires that very much. But another part of me says every single one of those Super Bowl trophies, those Lombardi trophies, were born of sucking. That's how you got Terry Bradshaw and Franco Harris and Ben Roethlisberger and Joe Green and all that. Every single one of those trophies. They're maintaining, they're living, as I often say, in a world of high-end mediocrity. And I know I've repeated these numbers often, but they're kind of hard to argue with. Over the last 4 years, forget about the last eight, when they haven't even been competitive in a single playoff game. In the last four, their record's 38-32-1 with a -129, I believe, point differential. If that's not mediocre, I don't know what is. As for their identity, we know what they want to be. We know what Tomlin wants them to be. A defense first, low turnover, really physical, classic Steeler team, only they're not that, and they haven't been in a long time. You know, I wrote way back in April, welcome back to the Steelers' never-ending return to physicality tour. Remember Adrian Clem? He was a guy who was gonna bring back the nasty. That was his byword back in 2021. Which is a long time ago now, and the Steelers were selling that, man, that year. We got guys with Steeler DNA. Omar said the same thing about the guys they drafted this year and last year. Steeler DNA. And back in 21, it was Kevin Dotson and Kendrick Green and Dan Moore and Najee Harris and even guys they were talking about like Buddy Johnson on defense. As one writer put it, Kendrick Green fits the mold of what the Steelers have been doing with their offensive line all offseason. They've preached all together now the return of physicality. That's what they want to be. The 2021 draft, the headline was Steelers go old school and win big. 2022, we were told their draft was, quote, steeped in physicality. 2023, more of the same. More of the same, Tomlin said after the 23 draft. Obviously, we value physicality, and those players are capable of playing a brand of football we value. Every single year, all they talk about is physicality, physicality, and it added up to Kirk Herbstreit in the playoffs. This is what all that physicality added up to. We all watched it.
If I were a Steelers fan, the thing that would concern me just watching this first half, you're in the postseason. You're getting dominated. I don't see any fight. I don't see any pushback. It's one thing to lose XOs against a really talented offense, but where the hell is the fight? This is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah. There's nothing. They're just going through the motions.
Last year, we also heard about the physical camp that they ran. Remember that? You guys like Jaylen Warren telling Mike DeFabo, other teams know what they're up against when they play the Steelers. And Mike Tomlin saying you can't box without sparring. And all of this, and it's all a cloud of delusion. It's not real. It hasn't happened yet. We think it's going to happen every year. They talk about it happening every year. And it never manifests itself in anything other than them getting their asses kicked, their heads bashed in the biggest game of the year, which is the playoffs, if they make it. You know, and let's not forget, in three of the last 8 years, which is 40% of the time, they didn't make it. So is this the year that everything changes? This the year? And you back on the Tomlin bandwagon. You must be if you think they're going to be really good. Limits, who's next?
Let's go to Bob in Millvale. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, Bob.
Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to talk about why I thought they can't compete is because their offense just isn't good enough. And Rodgers being 15 to 20th in the league at quarterback, you don't win games. But what you just said is 100% right. Mike Tomlin will never change. They're not going to do anything different. They will win nine games this year, and they will lose in the playoffs.
Sounds like you have not drank the Kool-Aid. I admittedly have drank some of it. I've slipped here at times. And maybe, just maybe, Mike Tomlin will buck all of sports history and be the one coach.
They haven't won a playoff game in 8 years. How could I drink the Kool-Aid?
They haven't even been competitive in a playoff game in 8 years. Maybe Mike Tomlin will be the coach, the one in sports history, who came into great success, and he did, and I give him full credit for that, went years and years and years without recapturing that success, basically turned into a combination of Jeff Fisher and Marvin Lewis, and then recaptured it? Maybe he will be. And trust me, I'll be on at the front of the line saying I was wrong. I'm glad they kept him. I'm glad they didn't listen to that Bears phone call to trade for him. This is amazing what he's done. Part of me thought that that was going to happen last year. How could you not? They were 10-3. They were playing a great brand of defense early in the season. The problem is they have some guys on that defense who have trouble, or maybe just unlucky, being right and healthy and ready to go late in seasons. That hasn't happened. Maybe Ray Fittipaldo's right, too. The headline on his piece today, Steeler Training Camp Observations. Is the defense this good or is their offense this bad? That could be problematic, oh limitless wonder.
I mean, I was watching some of the Bob show last night, and Ray was kind of talking about that with Will Graves and a couple others, where, look, is this just because they've added so many defensive pieces, they're number one in defensive spending, they're supposed to be very good on defense? And is that just because, like, I was at night practice on Friday, Joe, Broderick Jones against Alex Highsmith looked like a JV player against somebody playing D1 college football.
Looked like Lawrence Taylor against Nick Callis.
Alex Highsmith absolutely destroyed Broderick Jones three times in individual one-on-ones. And it was bad. And I think that all kind of factors into his too. Now reports are saying that Jones had better practices yesterday and the day before, but still,
concerned. I'm willing to be patient. And I really am open-minded on Aaron Rodgers. I think it would be awesome if that guy came out and recaptured consistently his early magic. And I am encouraged by reports because they do come from people I respect saying he's moving around great. The arm, I think we all know, hasn't gone anywhere. The football acumen is there. But the worry is he's behind that guy, Broderick Jones, this offensive line. And just even if the offensive line plays well, the natural attrition of a 17-game season, what is that going to do to him? And his age. He's going to be 42. The number of players in their age 42 season, quarterbacks, who were really good, ends at one. One. And his name was Tom Brady. Now, Rodgers is a special guy. He's a four-time MVP. Maybe he'll make that list too.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm not betting on it, but maybe he will. Next.
All right, Joe, the lines are completely filling up. Here is Johnny. He's in Farrell.
Good morning, Johnny from Farrell.
Hey, fellas. I think you know, the main reason, or one of the main reasons we've won the last 33 years is our player development within every position, pretty much, except, and this is with Cower and Tomlin, the offensive line. Now, I would say the offensive line is probably the hardest room to develop and gel.
But when you're talking about 33 years, they've had a lot of really good offensive lines, including under Tomlin.
Yeah, No. They had offensive lines that had, I would say, players who were above average or well above average, that basically carried the way for the fact that we just don't develop a full line, and we have it in 33 years. Not many teams can. It's hard. It's the hardest thing to do, is to develop the offensive line. The linebacker room we got, receivers we got, running back room we got, and to a lesser degree, but still, defensive backs we got. We got everything except offensive line, and that is the hardest. And one other thing, Joe.
Well, I got to disagree on that. Now, lately, over the since David DeCastro, Ramon Foster, Marquise Pouncey, Al, who at one point was very good, then tailed off, since that group aged out, they have been just all over the place and have done a horrible job of replacing those guys.
In the last 33 years, I would say that the best line we ever had would be well above average, period.
Okay. What's your last point?
Just, Joe, the world wants and needs more Tiggers and less Eeyores. Okay, buddy? That's all.
I don't know what you mean by that.
It just needs more Tiggers and less Eeyores. Think about it.
No, I don't want to think about it.
That's a Winnie the Pooh reference.
I know
there,
it
Joe.
Is. I know. So what are you referring to?
That just means when I went down, I as a salesman, I got an award to go down and train at the Disney Institute at Disney World. They gave us a whole tour of the city underneath.
Yeah.
It was sweet.
Right.
And the main thing that stuck was that when you're hiring is to hire Tiggers and not Eeyores. And
well, how does that relate to anything we're talking about?
Because you're kind of an Eeyore.
I'm not the one who called a radio show and said the Steelers haven't had a good, in monotone, by the way, and said the Steelers haven't had a good offensive line in 33 years, Eeyore.
I'm not talking about this specific call. I'm just saying overall your tone is one of Eeyore and not Tigger, and the world wants and needs more Tiggers. That's all. You do great. I love you. Just Tigger it up.
Thanks, Eeyore.
Like Eeyore.
Bye. This guy calls a radio show and says, the Steelers haven't had a good offensive line in 33 years, and calls me Eeyore? And the world needs more Tiggers and less Eeyores?
They've had Hall of Famers on that offensive line. Like, Pouncey and DeCastro have chances to get in. Damani Dawson, Fanica, like, Jack Frazier's going to be an All-Pro.
Look at the offensive line from the Super Bowl year of 05. He just said 33 years they've done a bad job with offensive lines. What was the Super Bowl offensive line with Bettis and Willie Parker? What was the one that they took to Detroit that year? I think it was Jeff Harding's.
Fanica.
Fanica. Who else? Tell me who else.
This was their line. Marvell Smith was at left tackle. Fanica at left guard.
Yep.
Harding's was the center. Kendall Simmons was the right guard. And Starks was the right tackle.
That's a pretty damn good offensive line.
Pretty solid, yep.
And any offensive line that has Pouncey, DeCastro, and Ramon as its interior is pretty damn good.
Fanica and Harding's both made the Pro Bowl that year.
And this guy's calling me Eeyore Limits.
Poor Eeyore.
Why does Eeyore always get a bad rap?
You know, Eeyore was always sad and kind of depressed, and you needed to cheer him up.
Maybe
Tigger had so much energy.
Maybe I am Eeyore then. I am kind of depressed right now.
You're depressed all the time, though. On your own volition, you like to say that.
My own volition.
I'm depressed, Limits. Cheer up, Joe. We have Bob
Pompiani
calling a football game. Hey, everybody, welcome to Jacksonville on a Saturday night. Bob Pompiani here with Charlie Batch and Missy Matthews. Steeler football begins in 2025.
That is unbelievable what just happened there. That this guy called in monotone, saying that the Steelers haven't had a good offensive line and don't know how to develop draft linemen for 33 years, and then says that I'm too much of an Eeyore.
Did you want him to have more energy like our guy Harry in Westview?
What's your problem, Emmett?
That guy
a little bit more emotion?
He ain't Eeyore, is he? How about the guy who called out intern Dom? I want to hear him for a minute.
The guys that there have been multiple people that have called out intern Dom. This one just the latest.
Dom's swimming in the deep waters here. We need to send him back to the kiddie pool.
Dom back to the kiddie pool.
Well, whoever says that is a moron.
That's good. That's a good add-on, Limits.
I insult Bob.
At the risk of becoming an Eeyore, I was going to shred the Pirates for a while. Oh,
boy.
Should I not do that in deference to our friend? What was that last guy's name?
I think we're going to call you Debbie Downer
instead.
Wah, wah.
Do you have that one where Ben Roethlisberger called Jeff a Debbie Downer? Do you have that one?
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.